Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Brett Gibson. Hey, I just wanted to say thanks once again to all of you that came out and came up to me at Saturday's Brian Free concert just to say hi and to say congratulations. You know, it's very humbling to be taking over for Mike when he retires at the end of June. And some that I talked to mentioned hearing about my connection with our new Duluth Superior station on 89.5, and I kind of told the story there. And many were interested in that story. In fact, one that I told about it actually said something that kind of stuck with me. He goes, you know, that would make a great manager's desk. So on that note, I thought I would tell you the story of, well, really how I got here and just how great our God is, really. So to begin my story, it really goes all the way back to when I was a young teenage boy with a dream of wanting to get back into radio. Now, back then, most stations didn't hire you until you either had some experience on the air or you were 18, which at that time I had neither. One day, while I was visiting a friend from school in his home, I mentioned how much I wanted to get into radio to his mom. Well, she told me about this station that she listened to there in the Twin Ports that at that time was mostly run by volunteers. So I thought, of course, you know, get that little light bulb moment in my head as a teenager, and I go, I'm going to contact the station manager. Well, I ended up having a conversation with that station manager at the time, and even though he could tell that I really didn't know the Lord yet, God spoke to his heart. Now, think about that, how powerful that has to be for someone to have that kind of courage. Well, the Holy Spirit prompted him to give me a shot. Well, it didn't take long with me listening to the music before I started asking a lot of questions about Jesus and why the songs were so focused on him. You see, I spent a lot of time listening to mainstream commercial radio before that. And of course, in getting some of those answers and listening, I realized my need for a Savior, and then I gave my life to him. Okay, there's a lot more to cover, so tune in tomorrow. This is a two-part story as I'm going to answer the questions. So how did I end up not only working for the station on staff, but eventually I became its station manager? And then how did I get to Voice of the Master? More on that coming up tomorrow. Meanwhile, you can always write into us. Just as a reminder, we love hearing from you. WRVM, Post Office Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. And you can also get in touch with us at our website, wrvm.org. Thank you so much for joining us on the Manager's Desk for this Tuesday. On behalf of Mike Cornell, who's out on medical leave, I'm Brett Gibson.